Joe Biden has said that equity would be at the forefront of every decision he makes. Equity. It is the buzzword, watchword, used by liberal activists in politics, the federal level, the state level, the county level, city level. We hear it all the time. But what is equity actually?
You know the thing.
Because it can mean different things to different people. What does equity look like? Well, I want you to have a listen. This is a nominee for the federal bench, a federal judgeship, pretty big deal. The nominee is Charnel Belkingren. Again, that's Charnel Belkingren. And she happens to be from Washington State. In fact, she sits on the Spokane Superior Court. She appeared at the U.S. Senate for judicial confirmation hearing. Like I said, this job is a big deal. You need Senate confirmation. The senators on the panel ask the various judicial nominees questions about their background and their experience and their knowledge. This is what happened, and we want to thank our afternoon host, Ari Hoffman, for sending this our way. When Senator Kennedy, that would be Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, Republican from Louisiana, asked Charnel Belkingren about the Constitution of the United States. Have a listen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and congratulations to all of you. Judge on the far end.
That would be Charnel Belkingren, who again is a Spokane Superior Court judge.
Tell me what Article 5 of the Constitution does.
Article 5 is not coming to mind at the moment.
Okay. How about Article 2?
Neither is Article 2.
Okay. Do you know what purposivism is?
In my 12 years as an assistant attorney general and my 9 years serving as a judge, I was not faced with that precise question. We are the highest trial court in Washington State, so I'm frequently faced with issues that I'm not familiar with, and I thoroughly review the law, our research, and apply the law to the facts presented to me.
Well, you're going to be faced with it if you're confirmed. I can assure you of that.
That's what equity looks like. Yikes.
I was thinking, say you're a young attorney, you've passed the bar, graduated with your juris degree, and you're at the job interview. The partners at the law firm go, tell us about Article 5. Tell us about Article 2. And you give that kind of answer, I don't think you're getting that job.
Doesn't come to mind.
Oh, I didn't know I was going to be asked about that.
I didn't know that as an attorney you'd be asking me about the Constitution.
If I get that Black's Law Dictionary right over there, I think I can give you an answer.
Could you use it in a sentence, please?
Yes, I'm going to read that article in 5 minutes. Man, oh man.
Oh. I don't want to talk about people failing up, but let's keep our eye on that one, huh?
We have our lines open for you here and our text line open, too. Our phone number is 206-421-5757. Our text number is, how about that, 421-5757. That's 421-5757. Let's talk about someone who does know the law, and I'm sure he knows Article 5 and Article 2. I know Article 2, for heaven's sakes. Article 2, the executive branch. Article 1 is the legislative branch. Yikes. How does she not know this? Governor Inslee's capital gains tax. By the way, this would probably be a good time to let people know that I'll be interviewing the governor on Monday's show. So you don't want to miss that. It's been a while since we've had Governor Inslee on the John Carlson show. This should be fun. The capital gains tax that he pushed for and got from the legislature, it is an income tax. That is why it has already been declared unconstitutional by a trial judge in Douglas County, appointed by Jay Inslee. But the Attorney General Bob Ferguson appealed to the Supreme Court, thinking, well, since it's far less balanced and far more likely to look for a political solution they want than previous Supreme Courts, let's try our chances. So they appeared before the court yesterday. Keep in mind, there's not a single conservative member on this court. Not one. And they heard oral arguments into whether this judge's ruling should be upheld or struck down and the capital gains income tax be allowed to proceed. Former Attorney General Rob McKenna was representing one of the plaintiffs in that case. And here's what he had to say afterwards.
I thought today went well. We had a lot of thoughtful questions from the bench. We had argument that really got to all the main issues. And it's all built on strong briefing. So I thought the justices were well prepared, and they immediately zeroed in on the most important questions in the case.
Did you get a sense of what the key concerns were?
Well, I think the key concerns, as evidenced by the questions asked of the state, were how is this an excise tax if it's reaching income and activity outside the state? That's the very question that we emphasized in our briefing. And I thought it was a good sign that they were very interested in the Commerce Clause argument that the plaintiffs have made here, that this tax violates the Federal Commerce Clause by trying to extend Washington's taxing power outside of the state.
What's at stake for Washington State in this case?
There's a great deal at stake in a couple of senses. Number one, this tax on capital gains from long-term capital asset transactions is already causing people to leave the state who are, you know, selling the family business.
Yeah, I mean, people are saying, you know what? This is the final straw for me. Just the fact that they're even considering this. Now, there's about 40 states that have an income tax and a capital gains tax. The capital gains tax is part of the income tax in all of these states. In other words, every state that levies a capital gains tax considers it a tax on income. That's what it is, a tax on your capital gain, meaning a tax on your investment income. Not only does every single state in the country regard the capital gains tax as an income tax, so does the IRS. The IRS calls it an income tax, which, by the way, since the IRS has said this in writing, we're done here, okay? And end of discussion. The state Supreme Court should not have even accepted this, should not even agreed to hear this case. They should have rejected it, said, no, the lower court has it right, just as court after court after court after court has ruled.